Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I also wanted to get into the Jaxon Smith-Njigba criticism because it feels like we've hit... This has kind of become the bellwether event that gets all this attention and all this criticism. And I get it. I'm not saying... So if you guys haven't... I guess I should set this up. If you guys haven't been paying attention, Jaxon Smith-Njigba has missed most of the season this year for Ohio State with a hamstring issue. And it was announced that he is going to forego the chance to play in the playoffs so he can get ready for the NFL draft. And there's been a lot of speculation about how healthy he is and whether he could play. And that's gotten a lot of criticisms from Ohio State fans. Where do you sit on this one, Dusty?
Well, I asked Bobby Carpenter about it last night because I was a little bit perturbed by the situation, not knowing it certainly as well as people close to the program. And certainly Bobby, you know, covers that team every single day. I was wondering, I'm like, hey, listen, I've never seen a guy have a hamstring injury take this long and miss this much time. And then, again, have all this time off before the bowl game. Which is not just a bowl game, by the way. It's a semifinal to go play for the national championship. And then hearing the Todd McShay stuff yesterday, yeah, it is a little concerning. And listen, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is a really good player, and I hope he has a great NFL career. But we're not talking about a guy that's going to be a top 10 pick.
I don't like McShay doing that, quite frankly.
Why?
Because I talk to scouts. You're not a reporter. You're an NFL mock draft guy. So in saying, well, I talk to them and they know. No, they think they know. And I just think it's really dangerous because I think it adds to this heightened level of criticism. And, I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I don't give a damn if he could play or not. I don't think players owe schools anything. Whether I like that school, whether I root for that school or not, if a player decides – I'm a little gun-shy on this risk, and I don't want to risk aggravating this hamstring injury. I think if that's the right thing for him, I think that's the right decision, and I think college fans should get over it.
Oh, I'm with you 100%. Like, I'm over it. I don't care what he wants to do, but I also can be critical of it and say and by the way, I think Todd McShay has every right to say all the things that he said there. If he's got the sources that he talks to, and I know Todd a little bit, and he's as well connected as anybody amongst the NFL circles of people that would know what's going on with every player, not just Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
But I think it's something that happens a lot in the draft process, which is unnamed scouts. And I just think I honestly think these have real implications when you say stuff like this. And I think and by the way, I think something that happens a lot in the scouting process is guys leak things or say things or put things out there without their name that have their own advantage to it. They're looking out for themselves and not necessarily the best for that athlete. That's more where the unnamed sources,
why,
I think, is
why
trash.
Why is it Todd McShay's job to look out for the best interests of Jaxon Smith-Njigba?
It's Todd McShay's job not to do – if you're going to act as a reporter – then you should probably talk to the camp of Jaxon Smith-Njigba and say, oh, well, I talked to his camp and they deny it. They say he's not ready. Or they confirmed it. I mean, that's if you're going to act like a journalist, then you should have some journalistic integrity. Any one of us could come on here and say, well, I heard, I talked to somebody in the know.
And we do.
Well, but the difference is it's not a national. But one, again, he's acting as a reporter in this. I've never at one point said that I am a reporter. I'm a fat radio show host who does not pretend to have sources or try to smudge the line between journalist and radio show host. He's not a journalist. Why is it okay to say that?
I mean, he's a college football reporter for ESPN.
Well, okay. That's at no point have I ever seen him break a story. I've only ever seen him be like, yeah, this guy's got a great 40 time, and I like it. That's his job.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make this about Todd McShay. I just think that, again, for a player, if he's able to play or give it a go and to not play in a college football playoff semifinal, that's, to me, if I'm an NFL scout or an NFL team, that's a huge red flag.
They're still going to draft him. I mean,
maybe second round, maybe late first round. Well, someone will draft him for sure. But I don't. I would have concerns. I'd be like, why didn't you play? Could you have played?
I think it's really rich. I just think this is, to me.
And we're also talking about a guy who doesn't have a lot of film, and it's not like he's a freak of nature, like 6'5", 225, and runs 4.3. Like, he's an average size receiver that had a really great bowl game last year.
I think he's making
a really good year. In a really good year.
I think he's making the best decision for himself. I think
it's a mistake. If he's healthy, I think it's a huge mistake.
Well, what is healthy? Like, healthy enough to play? You know this. Healthy enough to play and healthy enough where he's not risking re-aggravation or whatever. I think there's a difference between those two things. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, but I mean, unless he tore his hamstring off the bone. 3 months without a surgery, he should be fine. And if he's not fine, that's an even bigger red flag for me for an NFL team, because I'd be like, man, this guy's maybe his soft tissue's not great. Maybe he's not healing the way he properly should. Like, that's a concern too.
Yeah, but I think all those things can be answered in the draft process itself. Like, the draft process is so rigorous, and whether it's medicals or whether it's the personality stuff, like, I think all of those things come out in the wash anyways. I think if the end is, can Jaxon Smith-Njigba ball, can he be a great player? Like, I think that's what matters most. And I just, because to me, what it reminds me of, Dusty?
I mean, if he was able to play and went out against the number one defense in America on the biggest stage and balled, You go from being, you know, a late first round pick, top 25 pick, to maybe being a top 5 pick.
I don't really
in the draft.
Does one game really matter that much? Because I mean, I think it helps his
awareness. Oh yeah, no, it matters.
But in terms, I think it helps his awareness. But like, does one game matter than other games in tape?
I mean, I think this game matters more than any game he's ever played in. It would be the best competition on the biggest stage.
216-578-0092. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on what Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the criticism that he's getting, the speculation that he is healthy enough to play, and whether he deserves the criticism. It just feels to me like recruits say, I'm not going to go to this school, and adults go on social media and talk crap to that person. It just feels like a game that I think is designed for the player to fail, or designed to have these other expectations of a player. And quite frankly, I don't think it's fair to the player, and I don't think it's right. It just makes me feel really, really uncomfortable. Kevin, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
What's going on, guys? Dustin, I think you're diving a little too deep into this. I'm not an Ohio State fan, so I really don't have that much bias on it. I think for this kid, I'm sure he's not feeling that great. Maybe he's healthy enough to play, but right now, in a couple months, he's going to be putting on in front of all of these NFL scouts, all of these NFL teams, and if I were him, if he plays in – in the playoffs, re-injures himself, he's not going to be able to do jack at the combine. So he's saving his body for the rest of his life rather than playing in a playoff game where they're probably going to get blown out by Georgia. So it really wouldn't affect his draft stock that much if he just sits out, gets healthy, then puts out at the combine.
Yeah, respectfully disagree.
I don't know. I honestly wish athletes would come out and just say business decision. Like, I don't see a big difference, and I know you're going to disagree with this. I don't see a big difference if he came out and said, I'm just trying to make the best decision for my future, regardless of the injury. Then when Christian McCaffrey did in the bowl game at Stanford 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that had everybody pissed off. Like,
it wasn't for a national championship. These other bowl games don't matter.
Why should that matter more than his future? Why would you risk the idea of that kind of money for a game, like, or for a playoff game?
Well, first off, if you're that talented, you're gonna have an injury waiver or an insurance policy that covers you in case you do risk something where you have some sort of catastrophic injury. And number two, I guess I just can't wrap my head around it because I played in a national championship, and I would have went out there with a broken arm, a broken leg. I would have done whatever it took, no matter if it affected my career going forward or not.
I think what you said at the end of that last segment, Dustin, is really interesting. The idea that, you know, the national championship should mean something. And I totally get it. And I think it's fair to say that Jackson Smith and Jigba, by deciding to forego the bowl games, is risking maybe one of the greatest assets that you can have in college football, which is the support of your teammates and that brotherhood. And you've talked a lot about the benefit of being an Ohio State Buckeye well after you played. But that's his decision. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough for me. Like, I think he's risking a lot that goes beyond just football and money and the NFL draft. But I also think, like, if that's the right move for him, then he's a big boy and he's got to make that decision.
And he has that right, and no one's going to take that right away from him. And anybody has the right to do whatever they want. I just can't fathom it. And, yeah, I mean, listen, if he is not able to play because he's unhealthy and that's what the doctors are telling him or whatever, but, I find it hard to believe that McShay's not talking to people inside that building that know exactly everything about his medical records and know how he is. And he wouldn't go on record on ESPN and say that if he didn't know that Ohio State feels like he could play in this game.
216-578-0092. Go ahead.
And again, if you can play, and I'm not saying you play in the Peach or the Sun Bowl, okay, which is, I think, the game that McCaffrey opted out of 5 years ago or whatever it was. You know, if the game is just a meaningless game, that's fine. And I think your teammates understand that. But I also think you owe it to your teammates, too. When you start playing college football, obviously we all have aspirations individually to go to the next level and to make a lot of money and play in the NFL, right? But we also, when we start training camp and we go through 6 a.m. workouts and we do all the things necessary to put us in position to go compete and play for a national championship, that's the goal when you start, to be able to do that and then to not do it. And I'm not saying he is. I'm just going off of what Todd McShay said and some others have said as well. That's why we're having this conversation, just so we're clear. I don't need headlines out there. But if you're able to play and you skip the playoff with your teammate, like, that's just a bad look, man. It's just a bad look. And just I think that hurts you more in the draft stock than even being able to run a 40-yard dash because your hamstring's banged up.
I just think at the end of the day, Jackson Smith and Jigba doesn't owe anyone answers, not even his teammates. I don't think he owes them anything. I mean, and I'm including Ohio State. I don't think he owes Ohio State anything. And I heard the morning show today. They said, I think Ken's point was, well, now that players are getting paid, it's different. No, it's not. I just don't see a difference. I think business decisions are business decisions. And I think there is a cost to it. And I think you pointed to it there. And I think that's a real thing. And if I was in his camp and we all thought, well, he can play, he just doesn't want to. Well, yep, you'd have to say, listen, this is what you're going to cost yourself. But at the end of the day, if his camp thinks it's right, and I think we even saw Jackson Smith and Jigba's dad actually went back at the McShay report earlier today and kind of said that he felt like that wasn't necessarily the truth and that wasn't necessarily fair to his son. I just think the reaction to it is what is most puzzling to me. The Ohio State fan.
Well, first off, everything's fair. I mean, you're allowed to have opinions. You're allowed to talk to people to develop those opinions and then go on TV and talk about it. Like, if you look at if McShay, what he says sways an NFL team from drafting or not drafting him, then that team just didn't do their homework.
Well, but that happens all the time.
At the end of the day, I
like you know the misinformation,
really?
The smoke season that happens, or the misinformation season that happens post collegiate.
I think it just happens in the media. I don't think it happens behind closed doors. I think it happens in the media, and it's just blown up because of social media and things like that. I don't think that GMs are sitting there, you know, listening to what Mel Kiper says or hearing something that's on Twitter and changing their draft grade on a player.
I just have heard. Don't want to report anything here because I'm not a reporter, but I just know that teams really value information, and they don't always care.
Irresponsible, Nick.
They don't always care if it's they don't care how accurate it is, or not that they don't care how accurate it is, but that they don't always do the due diligence in that. And yeah, it Todd McShay is a really great mock draft haver. That's all I'll say. Kevin, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Hey, good. Hey, enjoying listening to this part, but I do got to weigh in, Nick. I respectfully, I have to disagree with you here.
How dare you?
Namely, one thing you said about Todd McShay. So I've listened for the last 15 minutes, and I think you're describing the situation perfectly. But you said something earlier in that, you know, Todd McShay's, you know, saying that is going to have consequences for Jackson Smith. And I think you're 100% right. But I think the thing that we're really talking about here is Jackson Smith's decisions are going to have consequences for himself, and he needs to own that. So all this talk about having entitlement and getting things at the level, he's earned all of them. He's going to get them. At the end of the day, those players are responsible for their full body of work, the decisions they make, the play on the field, how they present themselves, everything they do, they're going to be measured on. And it's not going to come down to Todd McShay saying it's a bad look, like Dusty said. It's going to come down to how good his body of work is. And I'll tell you, he's entitled to make the decision, but he's also got to live with the consequences that come with it. So I just disagree with that part. Todd McShay has nothing to do with this. Jackson Smith has everything. So that's the real moral here, and I only wish that there is a Max and Irmos out in Big Sky for Dusty this week.
Oh, my God.
I'd love me a Max and Irmos.
Although I'm probably
going to get me some nice, like, fresh bison tonight.
Ooh.
Which I don't know if Max and Irmos has that.
What did I have? I had some bison burger. I had that at the cabin this year. Good God. It's a whole different thing.
Bison guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.